Wait, start again.
He's just his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello, everybody. This is the Wisdom from the Wardrobe crew. Michael Bruce Image Consulting is in the house. Let's introduce you to everybody before we start talking about style and fashion, taking that seriously, but not ourselves. First up, the Baron of Bruges himself, Bruce.
The Baron of Bruges or Bruges?
Bruges.
Bruges. What's up?
The Baron of Bruce.
That could Baron of Bruce. Hey, I could be my own Baron. I like that.
Wasn't Sir Robert of Bruce? Wasn't that a...
Sir Robert Bruce. Absolutely.
We could just make a new word for him and just have him be Bruges.
Yeah, but that's like a place in Belgium.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be Bruges. Unless it's a cool place in Belgium.
It is. It's lovely.
It is.
Yes.
It's Belgium, very cool.
Belgium on the whole is very underrated. I just have to say that. Anyway, we're off track.
Off the rails. Here we go.
Happy Monday, everybody. Okay, next up, the Baroness of Bylines, Beck.
Oh, I like that one. That's new. Ooh, I like that.
Pop culture princess Stacy.
Hey everybody.
And I am
of course Lady P, who, I mean, I keep trying to come up with P words, but they're all too prissy or punctual or perfect. And like, that's just not who she is.
No, we need an edgy P word. And there's not a lot of them.
And prickly sounds like she's cranky, so I'm not going with that either. She just, I mean, honestly, she needs no other introduction, frankly.
Ladies.
She keeps us all together. And she keeps this show on the road. And honestly, we all need that.
Yes, we do.
So... do we have news today?
Of course there's news today.
This
is sort of the opposite of last week's news. We talked about some of the outrageous things that were being done at Paris Fashion Week. What I was struck by this week was that Dior had their show. And, you know, there's a reason that Dior is Dior and has been around forever and is sort of the epitome. They have just always... had class and elegance to their clothing. And it's such a far cry from head to toe Swarovski crystals and giant lion's heads. They've just gone with contrasting textures in simple color palettes. And it's just such a understated elegance. And, you know, what
Speaking
I like
of
about
a far
it,
cry, by the way, if you're hearing a dog, it is a far off cry from a dog. So just so our listeners know what's going on. But anyway, go on. You were talking about the textures.
Yes. I just really, really beautiful embroidery, contrasting patterns. It's just, it's a very elegant look. And it really struck me as this is why Dior is who they are, because they don't follow these crazy trends to try to get in the news. And I just think it's interesting because like we always talk about being authentic to our own brands. I think Dior does a really good job being authentic to their own brand. And it's just, you know, that's why they are who they are. So to me, I think it's not just a personal style. It's also a corporate style, or it could be a corporate style. Just, you know, sort of being true to the elegance and the sophistication that they are. So that was really what I was struck with. And it's just, you know, they also got some of the actors and models who are a little bit more au courant than, you know, some of the other people that we've seen out. Like, you know, I'm not saying someone is more important than the other, but if you've got Carla Bruni, do you really need Doja Cat? You know, I'm just saying there's some, you know, anyway.
So for me, that's really it. A little bit like a breath of fresh air, because I had seen, you know, we talked about the Lion's Head, Dante's Inferno, etc. last week. And then I'd gone on to see the Victor and Rolf runway show where they had those dresses almost like mannequins pasted to the body. You know, it was like 3D art.
Oh, gosh, those
crazy.
Yes.
So it went from that.
Yeah, those were crazy.
And then I saw the Dior one. I was like, it was like calming. It was like, it was a breath of fresh air to see it coming back to elegance and serene style. And it was just, for me personally, not, I mean, everybody else's take on what these runway shows are is different, but for me it was just like, oh, peaceful.
Well, that's the only way to describe it.
It was classy, sophisticated, and it definitely is wearable. Someone would actually wear some of these pieces. So you're like, okay, that's gorgeous. And I could see some people wearing them.
Where it's aspirational rather than
a
joke almost, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And the other thing that I will say is I did a presentation on Friday talking about core brand, right? So core brand reminds me of what we talk about when we talk with our clients about their style. Your core brand is your style. Mm-hmm. And these things may come in and out of fashion, or they may come in and out with the trends. But at the end of the day, it's your core brand. And Dior has stuck with their core brand. And no matter how many changes have come to pass, you can always find the thread that leads you back to when the fashion house started. Yeah, so bravo to them. Bravo
And sure. I'll also tell you that my old friends at Balenciaga pulled another ridiculous thing, and I opted not to talk about the craziness today because I think you're right, Stace. It's they're true to their brand. And I just thought, let's talk about what isn't ridiculous and off-putting and trying to push buttons. So,
well, and you know, when we talk about this stuff, like, you know, we talk about how, we don't take ourselves too seriously. And we talk about these fashion elements because we're interested and there are other people that are interested. And for the folks that don't really care about these fashion houses, it's just good to know how this stuff informs the trends that you see and how it also informs like our belief about what's important, and that being your core brand and your core sense of style.
Yeah.
So. Amen, sister. Let's give her a round of applause. I love
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, every once in a while, I pull something out that makes sense.
I couldn't have
Speaking
said
of
it
Dior, I actually myself. Thought what they did really well was, because I saw the show, is I loved the sheen, but I loved the crinkle. I thought it looked really kind of that concept of sheen in some of those dresses was just stunning.
I think it was really pretty.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So on that fun note, what are we actually talking about today during our show?
We're going a whole different way from the
opposite. Yeah, we sure are.
Cool.
Yeah. So last time on Wisdom in the Wardrobe, we were talking about, you know, whether Seattle is a style capital or whether we're the anti-fashion capital, you know. So, and the core of that conversation was to do with grunge style and gawpcore. So I thought, well, let's this week actually talk about how we elevate grunge and how we elevate gawpcore. Can we do it? Should you do it? That's today's topic. So yeah, who wants to kick it off? Well, actually, let's do it this way. Stacey, you mentioned last week that you have a shacket in your wardrobe, right?
I do.
Okay. So for our listeners, if you're unaware of what grunge is, you know, we did talk about it last time, but kind of it came about in the 90s with Kurt Cobain, and really the epitome of grunge was that faded, washed out jeans, baggy, oversized, layered with, you know, a t-shirt and an oversized plaid shirt. So that's grunge at a core. Obviously, over the years, it's changed, it's morphed. So let's talk about what that looks like for most people now. I mean, there's still that big element of the oversized, the slouchy. How do we take that and we make it more modern? And how do we fit that into our lifestyles if we are not a teenager wanting to run around in jeans that are hanging off everywhere? And I'm not being disparaging there of the younger generation. I'm just like, how do we incorporate grunge into everybody's life if it's something that they want to do? So Stacey, you have your shacket. Describe it and tell us how you wear it, please.
Okay, so I actually have two. One is kind of like a check. It's not a houndstooth, but it reads almost as a plaid. It's in browns. And so I have worn that as a layering piece. I brought it with me all over Europe when I went to Europe in October. And I would wear it just to have this jacket in case it got cold in the evenings. More recently, I have a lightweight turtleneck that I wear it with, and I throw that on over. Yes, I know I'm always talking about being super hot, but the lightweight turtleneck, I can roll up the sleeves and it's not too hot. And I will wear it with, I have a pair of pleather pants, because again, for people that listen to the show, you know that I need wider legs on the bottom because of my inverted triangleness. And then I also have jeans that have a wide leg. And so I have fun doing that with a pair of booties, or I'll elevate them with a pair of heels. And then I also have a shacket that's in like a neon yellow almost, but it has a structure that feels very much like an old like Carhartt jacket type vibe. And I'll do the same thing. I have a pair of distressed light denim jeans that have some holes, and I'll throw them on with a t-shirt. I'll throw this jacket on over it, and I'll wear it with a pair of booties or something like that, or even Adidas. So kind of have some fun with it.
So some key points that you made out there, Stacey, was being true to your body shape too. So it's one thing to take the grunge style and just going all out, but how do you make it, you know, fit with your lifestyle and your body shape? And talking about, you know, you mentioned there the wider leg pants. So yes, typical grunge is kind of that slouchy wider, but if you need the volume on the bottom, go all out with it. But if you're somebody that doesn't need the bottom on the volume, the volume on the bottom, don't go quite so wide and so heavy on the bottom portion of it if you want to stay true to the kind of jeans plaid shirt vibe. Now, does anybody have any other ways to wear the grunge that might seem a little bit unexpected?
Well, I don't, grunge really isn't authentic to who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't wear the shackets. I don't have a lot of plaid. My nod to it is I have a couple pairs of jeans that have a small, it's not really a full-on rip. It's sort of a distressed patch. I don't know how best to describe it. There's no, at no point is my skin ever out, because that's not who I am. But I do like having a little bit more worn area on my jeans. So I probably have two pairs of jeans that are like that. But for me, it's one, it's small, it's not at my knees, it's sort of somewhere on my thigh, because that's what I'm comfortable with. And then for me, the other nod to it is the boots. I think when you think of grunge, you think of, you know, the real heavy sort of Doc Martens. I like a boot that is that sort of idea, but elevated. So I don't want a boot with a lot of heel, but I also don't want it to look quite so tough, because again, that's not authentic to who I am. So I do look for things that are slightly more tough, but not quite that tough. So, you know, I like a buckle across the front. I like some details that are a little bit more updated than just the laces and the, you know, the clear sort of, I don't even know what that is, rubber sole. That's not quite me, but it's sort of my nod to how I wear it. Mm-hmm. And I can look a little bit tougher, but that's not really my style.
Right. So you can have, for the audience, obviously, we know this, but, you know, you can have elements of grunge. You don't have to go all out. But if it's something you want to play with the idea of, but you feel like going full on 90s grunge is not really you, you can just trickle in little elements of it, like Beck does with a little bit of distressing or with the boot. But there's other ways to wear it too. If you are somebody that just doesn't do jeans for whatever reason, you know, think about wearing grunge style with a dress or with a skirt. You know, it could be a denim skirt if you'd like, but maybe consider, you know, maybe a leather skirt and popping that on with a concert tee, and then you could layer over a denim jacket, or you could layer over a plaid shirt over that. Mm-hmm. But try and think in terms of, you know, we always think about the plaid shirts as being, you know, those buffalo plaids, but maybe, you know, you want it to be a little softer, a little bit more feminine. That's a great way to kind of incorporate a little bit of grunge without going all out. And if you wanted to have a, and I dread to use the word hipster style to it, but if you want the grunge, but you want it to be a little less kind of over the top, you know, scaling down the size of the clothing that you're wearing. So the plaid shirt's slightly more fitted as opposed to falling off everywhere is going to give you a kind of cleaner, more elevated look to it, as opposed to that kind of like, yes, I know the kind of grunge is all about, it could be your husband's shirt or your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's or whatever, you know, stuff that doesn't necessarily fit. But if that doesn't fit in with your style, you know, bringing it closer into the body is a way to really do that. So I think we should probably take a quick break. And then when we come back, maybe we'll talk about Corpcore and how we elevate that.
Love it. Go. Let's do it. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe for more tips on how to nail your core style. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. You are listening to the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team talk about something that began last week when we discussed an article that I think Beck found, and we all had some hot takes on it. And so this week we're following up with the whole grunge and gorpcore vibe and how we can actually make this work for realsies. So I shared what I did, and Beck talked about what she does. I'm curious about Mr. Bougie Bruce and what he does.
For grunge or for gorpcore?
Honestly, like, what do you got? This should be good.
One of those are really my jam. I would probably say more the gorpcore. Like, I'll do, I actually have a couple plaid shirts that I bought in, but I do wear them actually more tonal. Like, I have this one that's literally brown, tan, olive, and cream, but I'll do it with like a neutral cream bottom on a bright cold day with a light colored Timberland, and then I'll do a quilted more not so big but vest over top of it. So that's kind of my vibe. So I'm still going to elevate it, and of course I'm going to add another layer, which I'll probably put a Henley of some sort underneath the plaid, just to add even more texture, more layers, because I'm always cold.
It doesn't sound like there's enough layers there, Bruce. Some more.
Gotta keep adding the layers, man. So, and then I actually sometimes will throw a little beanie. I don't do the kind that falls off the back, because I'm like, if I'm gonna put a beanie on my head, because remember, I have low hair, not no hair. Uh-huh. I kind of wanted to cover my ears because I'm cold. So that's kind of how I would jam it.
So for those people who maybe don't know what gorpcore is, we talked about this last week, but it is taking, as Stacey likes to call it, pedagogy, is it?
Yes, pedagogy.
So taking those technical aspects of clothing, you know, the warm quilted jackets, the puffy vest, those kinds of things, cargo style pants with the big pockets, and incorporating those into mainstream dressing as opposed to just for hiking. So, you know, how do we elevate that? And I know right now we're seeing a lot of people wearing, you know, not just celebrities, but, you know, everyday people as well, wearing more of that style on the streets as opposed to just out in the mountains. You know, we've got beautiful hikes and whatnot around here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's definitely more becoming more of a street trend. But right now it's really, really oversized. So you'll see people with those baggy cargos on, and they're swimming in them. So it's definitely right now super, super casual, and doesn't really, it's almost gone the extreme from hiking to this streetwear. You know, how, if somebody is into that technical aspect of clothing, how can they elevate that? And I think firstly, making sure we're not going too big and too baggy on those pants, right? Unless that's really what you're into. But if you want the technical clothing, but you want to look a little bit more elevated, don't go quite so big. And for guys, I mean, there's some great footwear options. That would go really nicely with those cargo pants. It doesn't have to be your Gore-Tex hiking boots. You know, Timberland has some great shoes that are a little bit more, they have more color to them. They have more of that street vibe to them, but do have still the technical aspects. They're still waterproof, but they just have a little bit more fun and funkiness to them, I think is the word I'm looking for. But also thinking about putting those on with a chunky boot. So slightly more dressy, but think kind of rock and roll as opposed to Chelsea with a pair of cargo pants would actually be kind of fun. So it's bringing that little bit of elevation with the hiking gear. And again, layering is super key with kind of gorp style, but it doesn't have to be. I think people have a tendency to go all black. You know, they grab the black jacket, and we mm-hmm. and we've talked about this many times before about choosing your colors wisely. So even right. if you want the puffy jacket or the big, you know, oversized, do it in a different color so that yeah. it's not same as everybody else, and it's just has a little bit more about it. I mean, does anybody, you know, within our team wear GulpCore on a regular?
I do. Because like mm-hmm. Bruce, I'm cold a lot. So for me, it's puffer vests mm-hmm. because I think, but you know, again, I'm not wearing them always with hiking clothes. It's over, you know, maybe like a chambray shirt, but with a necklace and a scarf mm-hmm. and
mm-hmm.
always bracelets. And, you know, I tend to, you know, again, I guess that's sort of it for me is that both of these trends, I sort of elevate a little bit. I do like it because it gives your arms freedom to like do stuff. I don't know.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
you don't want to wear a full jacket because it's too much and it's mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. not what gets cold. So that's but you know, my new vest I got this year, it's bright red and it's kind of fun because it's not black, it's not sort of expected. And so mm-hmm. I think that's the other piece for me is when I do wear any sort of GORP stuff, it tends to be a little bit more colorful. Even, you know, I have a pair of joggers that I like to dress up and they're olive, they're not black. And so it sort of becomes, you know, just a slightly more elevated look, which I guess really is sort of, that is being true to what, how I like to dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yesterday I wore a pair of gray joggers, but they were kind of a wool cashmere jogger. And I was wearing a quilted.
Excuse me, Brugy. Of course they were cashmere.
I know. I'm like, I don't even know why you add this anymore. Like, I swear this could become a drinking game where listeners are like, take a sip of your coffee if he mentions cashmere.
So, but I did it with a technical quilted vest with a hood. And I did a blazer over top of that. So
there you go.
it was kind of a cool vibe because it was cold. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, I'm cold. I needed to make sure that I was nice and warm, but it was kind of, it's like I added that technical aspect of it, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So say that I am not outdoorsy and I do not do anything that would denote really all the things associated with like GORPCore type outdoorsy, whatever. However, that said, I have like what I would call like a car coat. So listeners, it's kind of like, you know, almost to your knees type coat. Mm-hmm. And it is like sort of a puffy vibe, but it's not as puffy as usual. And I have it in this really beautiful kind of like orangey shade. Ooh. Like, and so like, that's my nod. And like, Grace, my daughter, she's got like a long, blue puffy that she wears. So like those things are happening around here. I just tend to not wear them out of the house.
I've also seen some opposite to what you're saying, Stace, some cropped puffer vests. And I kind of like that look. So that might be something that may be mm-hmm. making its way into my wardrobe, because I think they're kind of neat looking, and I'm you know, as I'm wearing slightly more higher waisted pants, I think that's kind mm-hmm. of a good look, and it works adorable. Really well with my body type.
It is. Yes. And you know, that's actually was a big trend in Europe when I was over there. I know my daughter has one, just kind of that the bottom line of that jacket coming up just a little bit. What's nice about it is you get to see what's underneath the jacket too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as more textural,
it's nice and warm. Oh, sorry. That's just me.
I meant with the clothing.
Oh, right.
You know, so you get some more visual and textural interest rather than just that, you know, that puffer coat over the top. So, you know, whatever's layered underneath it is, well, unless of course somebody's wearing a crop top underneath it, but then obviously this weather you're going to get a cold midriff. But yeah, I'm with you, Beck. It's kind of fun to see the hemline on those jackets rise up a little bit just for something a little bit different. So it's just not so quite so overwhelming.
So real quick, we didn't talk about you, but Pamela has a pretty cool kind of long jacket too. But Pamela, do you wear the the same Gork. Are you jamming with that? Because I know it's not really your thing.
It's not really my thing. I mean, I would probably head towards a little bit more on the grunge side, only because I have a little bit more, I think there's a little bit more edge to my style. So when I'm talking about like the concert tees, you know, that's definitely who I am, because I go to concerts like, you know, that's one of my favorite things to do. I go to a lot of them, so I have a lot of band tees, but they're tees from bands I've actually seen, not ones that I've just purchased off the shelf. So I would say it's easier for me to... Sorry. Well, I'm just kidding. Saying, right?
No, 100%. That is absolutely authentic to you. You go and you get the merch. So that is a 100% accurate statement.
And I will wear those in with my blazers, and I will wear them with my jeans, but I'll also put them on with a pencil skirt, or... you know, or I'll layer them over a dress and, I don't know, make them into a crop top. That's more me. I can incorporate the grunge a little bit more because it feels that, not that I'm rock and roll or anything like that, but I do have that little bit of edginess. So that plays into the way I dress. The Gawp core is a little bit harder. I mean, it's not that I'm not outdoorsy, but I prefer a wool coat to a puffer coat. That's not to say I don't have them. I do, but I will do it in... a nice color, like the one I bought this year is kind of a merlot color, but I will put that on with jeans and boots and sneakers, or I will put it on with a heel and a jean just to elevate. So the Gawp is not my mainstream, and it's not where I would go, but the grunge is. And to Bruce's point on my jacket, I will dress that up. I'll dress it down too, but I'd wear a pair of heels with it, no bother.
So interesting.
There you go.
Hey, I think we need to curate maybe some pictures and see if we can show them on our story today. So maybe we can gather some images that are inspo. Come on, stop shaking your head, Beth. We can do this.
How we Gawp and grunge.
Exactly. Come on. I'm going to put out a challenge to us as a team to see if we can show some pictures, even if it's just items from our wardrobe, so our listeners can connect and say, oh my gosh, I have that. And you know how else you can connect with us, by the way? You can actually go to our website, which is michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Don't forget the www at the front. And you can also connect with us on social media at michaelbruceic. We would love to connect with you and help you figure out what your core style is. Are you Balenciaga or are you Dior? Just ask
it. There you go.
All right. I think that's all we've got time for this week. So we will see you next time.
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.